Move to adopt resolution number 1018-1431 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the termination of employee benefits plans sponsored by Wrangell Medical Center.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Assemblymember Decker. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to just give us a quick overview on this too, please?
Essentially a housekeeping item that we have to do in order to legally end the benefit plans that are in place with the staff at the Wrangell Medical Center. Their benefit plans, their retirement plans, and their health insurance will terminate effective midnight on October 31st, and this resolution is necessary just as a legal housekeeping matter to make sure that those plans are officially terminated by us on those dates. I do want to give you one update with regard to what I reported in the COBRA insurance. I said that at this time, we didn't believe that there would be anyone who would be eligible or would be taking advantage of COBRA. My understanding is that there are three people who have decided, who have submitted their retirement papers in prior to the transition. And so those people would be eligible for COBRA insurance. So as I mentioned in the agenda statement, there is no cost to the borough to have those people join COBRA through our existing plan, since one is not available since the Wrangell Medical Center insurance plan is terminating and won't have COBRA attached to it. So if those three people elect to take advantage of COBRA, then those cap the exact cost of the premium plus an administrative fee will be passed on to them.
Any other questions? Assemblymember Decker.
Well, and just to clarify, so this is all being picked up by search as the transition happens, so it's not, these people aren't without benefits, so.
Could you repeat that, Assemblymember Decker? I apologize.
Well, Assemblymember Decker was saying that, if they're retiring, they are not being picked up by search, so technically that's... For those three people. All the other, then that's why they're going to access COBRA potentially to cover themselves off till their Medicare would come in. But all other employees will be transitioning onto the search benefits package, which allows them to choose from multiple different insurers, not just one. So they'll be making those elections as they go along. Any other discussion on that? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanta?
Yes. Okay, 13E under new business. Proposed resolution number 10-18-1432 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 19 general fund budget by transferring $41,000 for the purchase of turnout gear from central fund reserves to the fire department turnout gear account.
Move to adopt resolution number 10-18-1432. That amends the FY19 general fund budget by transferring $41,000 for the purchase of turnout gear from the general fund reserves to the fire department turnout gear account.
So moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Assemblymember DeLong seconded. Discussion, Lisa, do you want to bring us up to speed on this?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Last May, the Assembly approved the purchase of new turnout gear for the fire department in the amount of $41,000. Because the approval of that purchase was so close to the end of the fiscal year, the ordering and the receipt of the turnout gear was not able to happen by the end of the fiscal year, and there was some confusion at the end of the year as to whether, at the end of the fiscal year, as to whether or not that funding would need to be rolled over or not, and it was not. So that $41,000 that was allocated in the FY18 budget didn't get reallocated in the FY19 budget, but rolled into the fund balance, essentially, because it was unspent. So we have to reallocate that money in this year's budget because essentially that funding expired at the end of the last fiscal year. So the turnouts have been received. They were recently received, I think, actually within the last month. And so that bill now needs to be paid, obviously. And so we need to allocate this money in this budget so that invoice can be paid.
So this was an accounting glitch of some type that got missed being transferred over in the fiscal year.
Exactly.
Okay. Any other questions on that? Hearing none, full vote, please.
Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay. 13F, proposed ordinance number 950 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 2.16.030, write-in candidates, and the write-in votes section 2.28.030, rules for determining mark on ballots, and section 2.28.050, canvas board of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is the first reading.
I move to approve proposed ordinance number 950 of the Assembly of City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 2.16.030, write-in candidates and write-in votes, section 2.28.030, rules for determining mark on ballots, and section 2.28.050, canvas board of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Okay, so we need to just redo that
second.
Motion.
Second.
We'll second it.
And then.
Okay, so we're going to need to amend that motion to the motion below.
I move to amend the motion to include and move to a second reading with public hearing to be held on November 27, 2018.
Thank you. It's been moved to second. I have a second on the amendment.
Second.
It's been seconded by Assembly Member Gilbert. So discussion, and let's discuss the amendment first. Any discussion on the amendment?
So when a motion is made, so Assemblymember Gilbert, she made the amendment, that can be added to the motion. Since, does that make sense? So basically,
if you say it makes sense, it makes perfect sense.
I'll roll that motion into one. And have Assemblymember Decker second.
Okay, so we are going to discuss the amended motion in its entirety.
Motion.
It's now the emotion. Yeah. The motion.
Yeah.
Any discussion?
We're talking about the question, right?
Right.
I served on the canvas board, and it was interesting to me how people do mark the ovals with checks and X's and lines through it. And I wanted to assure the public that those are counted, even though it would be better that if they completely filled in the oval. But
Kim. So when the canvas board is actually looking at ballots and determining if they're going to be counted, like for write-in votes and such, then yes, you would count it. You would tally those votes. However, if somebody, puts an X and it doesn't hit the oval, when it goes through the AccuVote machine, it may kick out. It may not count it. And normally what it would say is... that it was a misread ballot. And then typically during election day, we would say, because you didn't fill in the ovals, would you like to recast your vote? And then we would destroy that ballot, or actually have them destroy that ballot, and they would get another one. So essentially, if the machine counts it, then it'll count it. If it doesn't, it doesn't recognize it, it kicks it back out to us. Does that answer your question or clarify?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few things to this, and I think it'd just be beneficial for the public to understand what we're talking about. One part of this is that we are amending it so that we are going to allow others to sit on the canvassing board in case we run into a situation like we had this time around, where the mayor had stepped down and I was running and Roland had resigned his position, and we were literally down to very few people able to do that job. Yeah,
well,
go ahead, Kim.
We were okay at this canvas board meeting because at that point, former assembly member Howell was still on the assembly, so he was able to serve. However, there have been times in the past where I don't have, maybe somebody's out of town. And so this just kind of covers me in case I don't have three assembly members that can serve on the canvas board. So this covers to be able to allocate somebody else most likely be somebody from the election board.
And then the second thing is on writing candidates. Mm-hmm. This clarifies and brings our language and our ordinances up to state level, which is that if there's intent shown, then the canvassing board can take that intent and mark it as a ballot for the person, so that the name's spelt wrong, but it's clearly the intent.
Right, and just to clarify, we did follow that procedure through the selection. The determining, I mean, it was pretty easy to determine, but we did follow that, because if we did not, we would be violating state code. And so even though our code was not up to date, I still followed state law.
Excellent.
And this just brings us completely in line with that.
Any further discussion on that item? Assemblymember Decker.
Well, and so I just really support this. I mean, it makes complete logical sense that, you know, if you can, if there's a letter misspelled, but you can tell what they meant, mm-hmm. you count it, you
yeah.
know. And so yeah. that makes complete sense to me, and I think this is a really good thing.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Questions? None? Full vote, please.
Assemblymembers Gilbert?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. 13G, proposed ordinance number 951 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 3.05.020, order of business of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 951 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on November 27, 2018.
Been moved?
Second.
Seconded by Assemblymember Decker. Lisa, could you give us some history on this, please?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. So I just want to clarify for the Assembly and especially for the listening public, because I know there were many people in the audience earlier today who provided testimony and who may be listening on the radio. The reason that this is being brought forward is because of what Mr. Mayor, you indicated earlier, that the Superior Court of Alaska found that the invocation policy for the Kenai Peninsula Borough was unconstitutional. And although the borough of Wrangell does not have a policy, we have our agenda, the items on the agenda, as was indicated earlier tonight, are set in our code. And when this took place with Kenai, we reached out to our attorney to find out if there was any implication for Wrangell because of the new court action. And the attorney indicated to us that we are setting ourselves up and are at risk by having the invocation as a mandatory part of the agenda. And he recommended that it be removed from the code and as a standing item on the agenda that is required. The other thing that I would add that the clerk has mentioned is she has to spend time looking for people to do the invocation. And the last time, as I understand, I should let Kim speak for herself, but she sent letters out previously to all of the faith-based organizations in the community previously, and I think she only received three responses. And so she's been going to those three people, those three organizations asking for people to do the invocation. And that in itself is very close to setting ourselves up for what has been going on in the Kenai Peninsula Borough, where only certain institutions, certain faith-based institutions in the community were allowed to participate in providing the invocation. And so we want to make sure that we're not putting the Assembly and the Borough at risk legally. What I want to clarify is something that was said earlier. Just because the invocation is being removed from the agenda and would not be a standing part of the agenda does not preclude someone from coming under persons to be heard and offering a prayer. So I want to make that clear. This is being brought up because of a court issue, because of a court ruling related to the Kenai Peninsula Borough. I encourage anyone that is interested to look this up. And if they have any questions, but that's why it's being brought forward. And there is still, under persons to be heard, the opportunity for people to come and offer a prayer if they would like to do so at a meeting.
Thank you, Lisa. Any discussion or questions? Yeah, Assemblymember Decker.
I have a question. I'll just say it. So why is our agenda in ordinance?
It's not very common for that to happen. I I guess my answer is that's the way it's always been. It outlines our agenda and what order, and it says this is what will be on the agenda, these items. So, yeah, I mean, that's a very good question.
So that's not common in other communities?
Not as detailed as ours is.
It just seems really restrictive to do it that way. Something as, you know, as simple as an agenda that switches and is fluid, and it seems strange to put it in the ordinance, the law, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the law of our community.
We've had several times where we've had to change the ordinance. Yeah. Assemblymember Gilbert?
I've been thinking about this and reading what's been happening in Homer. And they do have all denominations. I mean, they do allow that. They have that in their code. But I wondered if we can, before we even have 5 minutes to seven or whatever, if we could have a moment of silence. Not something that we sanction necessarily, but I think there are ways to get around this. It's a nice, I really appreciate it, and I feel it puts me into the proper mood for doing this job, and I really would hate to see it go away. I think there's a workaround that the city doesn't have to sanction but can condone, and if it's before a meeting in the chambers, I don't see any problem with that. And I also thought about persons to be heard. I even thought about during a recess. If, you know, we've recessed, and so I think there are ways around it. I think we can abide by the law, because I really don't want to open up the city to any litigation, possible litigation, but I think there's a way to work around it, to still have that very important, I consider an important part of our agenda.
And I think if somebody were to come under persons to be heard to speak, then that would be them coming in to the meeting and speaking under an item that is, they can speak about anything they wish.
Right.
As far as like having it during a recess, I'm not sure, because what if we have a really short meeting, we don't have a recess, and, you know, that person would have to stick around and wait until we had a recess. I'm not sure, but I mean, we thought about that. Lisa mentioned that when we first started talking about this, you know, that if somebody wanted to come and speak under persons to be heard, we can't preclude them from doing that.
Yeah.
I would just like to say that sounds like a great kind of solution. Persons to be heard is still right there, you know, just right after the call to order and right after roll call. So it's a really still nice time to set that tone.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, we're moving on to 13H. Approval of professional services agreement for Jensen Yorba Lot for design services for the public safety building exterior renovations in the amount of $23,595.
Move to approve a professional services agreement for Jensen Yorba Lot for design services for the public safety building exterior renovations in the amount of $23,595.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
We move to second discussion. Lisa or Amber, either one, if there's anything to add to what we had in our packet, or you think the community should know.
Mr. Mayor, a couple of things. If Amber would please just advise the assembly. One of the things I would like her to let you know is how this project is going to dovetail into the repairs in the court section of the building, and then the other thing is to let you know that in the I'll have Amber speak to this as well, that in their inspection and stuff that they're going to do as part of this portion of the project, they'll be looking at the swale on the fire department roof that you brought up earlier this year. So if she could speak to those items, that'd be great.
You bet. She's coming up.
Amber Alvet. thank you. So this is a long-awaited project that we've talked about for several years, and we're excited to see it moving forward. The reason we have a subsequent professional services agreement with Jensen Orbalat follows the exterior building inspection that we had done. It was back in the spring or last fall, actually. It's been a while now. One of the things that was not reviewed when Jensen Orbalat was on site, but that has been recognized since their departure from that inspection, is that there is a depression in the sloped roof on the east side of the building. So we have in the $23,000-some-odd professional services agreement, $5,000 budgeted to address any structural issues that come up. And since that wasn't looked at when they were on site, we'll be doing some further investigation so we make sure we address that if there's a need for it in this upcoming project. Beyond that, what the project entails primarily is a replacement of the full building siding system at those locations of the building that are connected to the flat roofs. And so that is the center section. If you're all familiar with the way the building looks, on the west and east side, which is, if you're looking at it from the road, it's the left and the right side of the building. There are sloped roofs, and where those sloped roofs come up at the rake, it drops down, and there are three sections of flat roofs in the center of the building. So not only will all of those flat roofs be replaced with a new membrane product, the parapet caps will be repaired, and that was what was identified as the culprit to the deterioration of the siding system. It was the installation determined during installation of the construction project itself. Those parapet caps were not sealed properly, and water has been infiltrating those walls for the last 30 some odd years. So the roofs themselves will be replaced, as well as all of the siding systems that are attached to those parapet walls. So in essence, it will be all of the walls on the front side of the building in that center section, the back side of the building in that center section, and the walls that align with them on the interior space within that section on the outside. Part of that in the back is primarily where the court is located. So all of their concerns will be addressed through this project, including mold remediation. And part of this project, too, will be to have an environmental engineer go through the advanced look report, which was done by Pat Hartshorn. And they agreed that he has some good concerns that they're going to be addressing through part of this project. And then designing any drawings and specifications related to the mold remediation concerns that may have to be addressed through that renovation project.
At one point, we had, or I'd heard somebody discussing the possibility of pitching, of rebuilding the roof so that it's pitched over top of those flat roof sections. And in the spirit of Mayor Jack, I'm going to ask, why are we still going with flat roofs in a rainforest?
Yeah, we discussed that during the budget process, budget workshop, when we were approving the $450,000. I think our biggest concern there was that the building likely is not structurally, the structure would maybe not support that type of roof, and so you'd have some additional costs associated with new structure.
You'd almost think that a roof that sheds that would hold a snow load like a flat roof, but anybody else?
Well, I will say that through Jensen Yorvalot's investigation of those flat roofs, the roofs themselves are not in bad shape. They're dirty, and they need a little bit better maintenance. But as far as leaks, we're not seeing those. But I think we as a organization decided that we wanted to replace those if we're going forward with this project to make sure we've got new roof, new walls in that full section. So.
And the additional $5,000 for the investigation of the swale over the bays, Are they going to peel stuff back to have a look? Because I know that's where it's pulling down from the office.
No, we're not sure how we're going to address that right now. We'll probably do some CBW staff investigations with their assistance from afar, determine where is that depression in relation to interior partitions or other structural members, and see if it's an integrity issue. With the structure itself or something external that's occurring.
Any other questions for Amber? Lisa, is there anything you want to add?
No, Mr. Mayor, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Amber.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanko?
Yes.
Point of order,
yes.
Mayor. I just noticed that we, at least I do on my agenda packet, I have two 13Hs. The other 13H is ordinance 952, the post-employment restrictions.
No, that was a, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was removed. I asked for that to be removed. I would like, asked for that for Assemblymember Powell.
Okay.
Given his dissension, to be present during the discussion.
Okay.
I think that would be the best.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry that didn't get removed from your packet.
Yeah.
So we're on to 13J under new business, appointment of assembly members to the... I'm sorry, what am I missing? The cancellation of the regular meeting. I don't have that. Let me see. Okay, approval to cancel the regular assembly meeting of November 13th, 2018.
Move to approve canceling the regular assembly meeting of November 13th, 2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion.
So, do you want me to...
Yes, go ahead.
It's in the packet, but usually around this time of the year, we see about canceling either the first or the second meeting in November because of AML. And because the manager will be gone, I'll be gone, and three, possibly four assembly members will be gone during this time. That's why we're requesting that this meeting be canceled.
Any questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanko?
Yes. So 13J. Appointment of an assembly member to the Borough Assembly with the term expiring October 29th. We received letters of interest from Jennifer Bates, James Jim DeBoer, Dale Parkinson, Andrew Hoyt, and Ann Morrison. I would entertain
Morrison to the Borough Assembly with the term expiring October 2019.
It's been moved. We have a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanko?
Yes. Appointment of an assembly member to the Borough Assembly with a term expiring October 2019. Letters of interest from Jennifer Bates, Jim DeBoer, Dale Parkinson, and Andrew Hoyt.
I move to appoint James DeBoer to the Borough Assembly with the term expiring October 2019.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes, Julie.
I just want to say that I was really happy with receiving five letters of interest for the two seats. A lot of times we just get one person interest for one seat or something like that. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I explain for the public how the appointments go? Because I know the two seats that were left vacant were expiring terms 2020. But because they're elected seats, then it's an appointment by the assembly until the next election. And then on the ballot, there will be two seats unexpired for one-year terms, expiring 2020.
Okay. Any further discussion? Yes, go ahead, Julie.
And further, some of the folks really took the extra... What's this month that's
extra mile?
Extra mile. And had letters of support submitted and things like that. So anyway, so it was good job, everyone, and glad to see the communities engaged.
And we welcome them.
Yes, absolutely. And I would, if you didn't get called out for duty for the assembly, there's other boards to become involved in. And I think it's really important that, especially if you've never had an opportunity to sit on a board, pick a board, get on it, learn the process. It's interesting. And
for example, planning is so.
So hopefully some folks will pick that. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasalkin?
Yes. All right. 14, attorney's file. There is none, but you can pick up the latest attorney's billing information at the Borough Assembly to view in the clerk's office. And finally, the last is executive session. Here we have none. And we will gavel out at 9:08. Thanks, guys. That was a long
one. Have a good night, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.